In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Well, it is Rogation Sunday, which means that we've reached that point in the liturgical year where we have our regularly scheduled moment for a Wendell Berry quotation. Might as well begin here rather than bury the lead. In his poem, How to Be a Poet, Berry wrote, "There are no unsacred places, there are only sacred places and desecrated places." Friends, the ground upon which we walked and processed into this church, it is holy ground. In 1950, this land belonged to Fred and May Standifer. It was most likely farmland. Until they donated this land in 1951 to Mars Hill Baptist Church. And the Standifers, they attached one condition upon all this land. It's a matter of public record. Once they gave it, this land must always be used for church purposes. Now, I don't suppose the Standifers, Baptist as they were, could have imagined that their land would be for an Anglican church purpose. But here we are, God moves in mysterious ways. Something comes full circle, though, at 1540 Robinson Road on Rogation Sunday. We not only proclaim the gospel, celebrate and receive the sacraments, we bless the ground and plants. That branch of Robinson Road that we processed upon, it did not exist here in 1951. But that portion of the procession that we walked the road chanting the Great Litany, it symbolizes praying all these petitions, not only over this parish, but over all this city. Because this city is the place of our sojourn. Not somewhere else. But here in Knoxville, Tennessee, in the year of our Lord, 2026. Now, today begins one of the greatest contrasts in the church year. Rogation Sunday today, it's the earthiest, the most grounded service we celebrate. We pray over this ground, this parish, over farmers and gardeners, we pray over plants and seeds to flourish in this city for this year. And then 4 days later, we're going to celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, which is undoubtedly the most heavenly service of the year. So why do these services happen so close together in the span of the same week? Because God, the creator of all things, he made heaven and earth to be one. To be one. Why do we walk through a field and then along a city street chanting ancient prayers? Because God made us new creations in baptism to be a royal priesthood. And priests are mediators. Priests bring two things together. We have a ministry of reconciliation, as St. Paul says, a ministry of reconciliation between heaven and all things on this earth. So we walk around a field. We chant prayers along a city street. We pray for God's spiritual favor and protection because we believe that what happens in this city and what happens in this year, it matters. And so we pray as a royal priesthood to our great high priest, let your kingdom come, your will be done over all the earth, yes, and especially for us here in Knoxville. Let it come in Knoxville as it is in heaven, your royal priesthood in this city. Now this is true for us every year, every Rogation and Ascension Week. But I want to focus this theme not only in this place, but also in this time, in the year of our Lord, 2026. We are not five full months into 2026, and this year has been defined by instability. Our world has endured major disruptions it has become more dangerous. We face and we see uncertainty in so many directions. And in this unstable world, the saints of God are called to stability and to be grounded. How do we stay as the saints of God? How do we stay grounded? We stand, as St. Paul says, on a solid foundation, which is this, that our Lord Jesus Christ, He was resurrected from the ground on the third day. This is what we stand upon in all things, all time. All our hope, it is in this that we profess in the Eucharist. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. He is our stability. He created this world. He died to redeem this world. He died for all human beings corrupted by the fall. He died for all creation corrupted by the fall. He will return to His world on the day of the Lord to make all things new. What our world needs in these unsettling times are ordinary saints whose stability is in the Lord of heaven and earth. This world needs ordinary saints who are stable and their stability is in the Lord of heaven and earth. So embrace the ancient wisdom we heard from Ecclesiasticus a few moments ago. It's ordinary saints who keep stable the fabric of the world. Ordinary saints keep stable the fabric of the world. Not politicians. Not legislatures, not courts of law, important though these be. Ordinary saints, devoted to our Lord Jesus Christ, devoted to the place where they live. These are the ones who keep stable the fabric of the world. I believe that to be true in all the disruptions that are happening and that will happen because of AI. I believe it to be true in times of war. I believe it to be true in a time of social distress during acts of violence in our society. I believe it to be true in the pressures of this current economy. In 2026 and in the age of AI, it is still true that ordinary saints keep stable the fabric of the world because the foundation of their lives is Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all, and He is enthroned above all this flood that we see in our world. Our city and our world needs ordinary saints like those described in Psalm 125, that those who trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people from this time forth forevermore. Somehow in this century, we've lost the importance of ordinary local life in our culture. I think it's been a slow burn since the 1950s. Now that's a topic for another day. But it's really come to fruition in this century. Slowly across the years and these decades, we've put all of our faith, this culture, the way we've been formed, we put all our faith in bigness. Big business, big politics, big technology, big money. Our culture has fed us the lie that the really meaningful work, it's happening elsewhere, far from here. I'll spare you the further digression. I simply note, though, the dramatic loss of local newspapers across our country over the past two decades. We are a culture become obsessed with all the happenings in the White House, in Congress, in Silicon Valley, on Wall Street. obsessions that take us away from this sacred soil that we walk upon every day. As if the solutions to our problems and the source of our stability is going to be found in big politics, or sweeping technological progress, or a bullish stock market. On Rogation Sunday, we say a profound no to that perspective. Jesus Christ, who we celebrate this Thursday, ascends into heaven. He is everywhere present by His Holy Spirit and filling all things. Do not be deceived, neither disillusioned by this culture of bigness. Your ordinary life, your ordinary work in this city, it matters. And it matters not just for your income or for your lifetime or even for your own happiness. It matters for all eternity. Ordinary saints doing ordinary work, these are the ones who keep stable the fabric of the world, and their prayer is in the practice of their trade. I pray you will read Ecclesiasticus 38 again today. We need to embrace these ancient words, especially in the age of AI. Who is it that the author, Ben Sirach, praises in this passage? Farmers, artisans, blacksmiths, potters, all who work nobly, skillfully, and lovingly with their hands. And so, in the ancient spirit of that ancient writer, I will go further. I praise and I extol mechanics and plumbers, landscapers and builders, preschool teachers and social workers, especially when their prayer is in the practice of their trade, working in this, our city, as unto the Lord. For as Gerard Manley Hopkins wrote, Christ plays in 10,000 places, lovely in limbs and lovely in eyes, not His, to the Father through the features of men's faces. In closing, I want to return to this important truth, that your ordinary life and mine, your ordinary work, it matters, and it matters for all eternity. This is part and parcel of our witness of stability in uncertain times. Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 3 that our life and our work, it will be tested. Yes, there are the tests of times such as these, uncertain and unstable times. God always, we pray, save us in the time of trial. But the ultimate test, it lies on a more distant horizon. It is the ultimate horizon of Christ's return, the day of the Lord. Hear the words of St. Paul again. Each one's work will become manifest, for the day of the Lord will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one, each ordinary one, has done. Our horizon for the future, whether it's a stable or an unstable year, it's not based on an election cycle. It's not based on market futures. God save us. Our horizon is always the day of the Lord, when Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, comes to judge the living and the dead. This is why we do not put up our treasures on earth, because we know that Christ, who ascends to heaven, will return in the same way He departs on the clouds. And when He returns, our ordinary life, our ordinary work, it will be manifest by its stability. Whether it was grounded on the foundation of Jesus Christ and Him crucified and risen, or whether it was founded, God save us, on something else. And so we confess with St. Paul, no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. We cannot build the church, we can't build our lives, we can't build our work in this city on perishable things, stuff that's going away, like gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, all the stuff that just goes away. The day of the Lord will reveal the emptiness and the vanity of perishable things. We labor instead, my brother and sister, for permanent things, for eternal things. And we labor for those eternal things not in some ethereal way. We do it in this place, in this city, on this very ground we walk. There are no unsacred places. There are only sacred places and desecrated places. Throughout this year, we've spoken about the milestone that we will celebrate this August, our 20th anniversary as a parish. But on Rogation Sunday, let us remember the history of this soil, this ground at 1540 Robinson Road. This is not only Apostles Anglican 20th anniversary. It's the 75th anniversary when Fred and May Standifer gave this land so that a church might exist right here. Ordinary saints who kept stable the fabric of the world through their gift, not only in their lifetime, but into ours. We are the heirs of their stability in this place. For the foundation of this ground is Jesus Christ our Lord. And so today, in the year of our Lord, 2026, we Anglicans, we walk this ground. We chant ancient prayers. We read ancient scriptures. We profess our ancient creed that Jesus Christ is our stability, that He is the only foundation in unstable times. We profess that what we do here in the year of our Lord 2026, it matters. And it matters for all eternity, because Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again.